I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. When we hear news about climate change, it tends to be bad, right? Warmest year on record, rising sea levels, that sort of thing. So here's some good climate-related news for a change. In the last decade, the share of electricity produced in the U.S. from solar and wind power has grown 10 times to about 8% of all electricity production here. There's one source of clean wind power that we've barely begun to tap, though. Wind turbines built not on land, but offshore in the ocean. Until recently, offshore wind power has been way more expensive than most other kinds of electricity. But that's changing fast, and it's largely due to efforts in the UK. From our Livable Planet desk, Chris Bentley picks up the story in Hull, England.
There are a lot of reminders of the past in the city of Hull. Fishing boats and cavernous warehouses that recall the city's history as the hub of England's fishing industry. But today, the Port of Hull also holds a vision of the city's future.
It's a phenomenal piece of engineering, really, when you think about it.
That's Barry Dennis, a former oil man who grew up here in Hull, marveling at a row of wind turbine blades, each nearly 250 feet long, the size of a giant sequoia tree.
And actually, when you put the blade onto the turbine, it looks relatively small compared to the scale of the turbine. But when you see them on the ground, they're massive.
They're built right here, and almost entirely by hand. An earthy brown balsa wood core sheathed in a jacket of transparent blue-green fiberglass and finished with a coat of gleaming white paint. And Dennis says they're built to last.
It's in service for 25 years in the North Sea, not the most hospitable of conditions, hence the reason why the 30 tons.
Dennis now works for Siemens, the German company, which set up shop here in Hull in 2016. That was welcome news to this part of the UK, which spiraled into decline after its fishing industry crashed decades ago. Today it's getting new life from a brand new industry, offshore wind power. Not far out to sea from here, the Hornsea Wind Farm is on track to become the biggest offshore wind farm in the world, and plans are already in place to more than double its size. The size of that project is eye-popping, and many in the area are thrilled by the hundreds of jobs it's bringing. But energy analysts are more excited about another figure, the cost. The project will produce electricity far more cheaply than almost anyone imagined possible for offshore wind. Emma Pinchbeck is the executive director of the industry group Renewable UK.
We had an unofficial sweepstake, and one person got close, but not that close. And at the time we made the bet, all of us thought it was crazy.
The bet she's talking about was on the price of power from the new wind farm. The company that made the winning bid to build it is promising to sell its electricity for less than half the price of offshore wind just 2 years ago. Pinchbeck says that kind of a price drop is almost unprecedented.
You have to go to telecoms or a digital sector to find the equivalent. This is a low-carbon technology, but more importantly, it's a really cheap way now of generating energy.
The plummeting price is bringing the cost of offshore wind power much closer to electricity from wind turbines on land. It even rivals the projected cost from new natural gas-fired power plants. The industry got there faster than expected. But that was always the goal here in the UK.
Government is giving out those signals that offshore wind has a future.
Benj Sykes is with the Danish firm, formerly known as Dong Energy, now called Ørsted. They're the world's biggest developer of offshore wind, and they're the ones building the Hornsea Wind Farm. What Sykes calls signals are actually government subsidies. The UK has been pouring money into the renewable energy business for years as a way to cut carbon pollution, especially the offshore wind industry. Offshore wind has been notoriously expensive. So the idea of the subsidies was to create a big enough demand that businesses would make big investments in production, and that those, in turn, would bring down costs.
No one's going to invest in manufacturing just for one or two projects.
But with the subsidies, they are investing. Energy analysts say the country is starting to see the benefits, and that the rest of the world could, too, as the cost breakthroughs made here filter out to other countries. There are critics of the subsidies, of course. They argue the offshore wind industry in the UK has become too dependent on government support. They're also concerned about the possible impact of the turbines on marine ecosystems and the fishing industry. But many people in Hull feel proud and certain of the future they're building. Outside the Siemens warehouse, Barry Dennis gazes up at a row of skyscraper-sized towers in the docks nearby, waiting to get fitted with finished turbine blades.
This facility is long-term, so it's here for 15 years to serve the industry over the long-term. And our next project is already in the pipeline, be even bigger still.
For The World, Chris Bentley, Hull, England.
Chris's reporting was supported by the Heinrich Böll Foundation. Chris will also be looking at what the boom in offshore wind has meant for two down-on-their-luck English cities. That's coming up tomorrow on the show.